At a recent African Business Forum, the leaders, including Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, emphasized the importance of African governments in empowering women to create successful businesses.
Let me begin by saying, I don't know whether I can call myself a feminist, but I do believe that women have the same capacity, if not greater capacity, than their male counterparts.
Kenyatta stressed the need to expand women's participation in all sectors of the economy, adding that access to education was key in achieving that goal. But there are other impediments. Mercy Kinoti is a Kenyan female entrepreneur.
One of the major challenges that is cross-cutting within the region is that women lack the know-how in terms of opportunities that exist within any particular sector, and we tend to shy away from engaging in business because we assume that business is for men. If we engage in the business, we tend to take the small deals and leave the big deals for the men.
Additionally, Kinoti says women across Africa are disproportionately vulnerable and continue to face discrimination.
The credit opportunities that exist are not very favorable for women. You realize that most of the collateral is owned by men. So even if a woman wants to go and access finance in a bank or microfinance, most of the time they'll be asking for security, which would be in the form of a car, in form of land. Then unfortunately you find that women don't have any security or collateral to secure that finance. That becomes a big hindrance.
The economic damage from COVID-19 and the difficulties in meeting the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, including youth employment, also are significant challenges affecting women on the continent. Vera Songwe is the Executive Secretary of the Economic Commission for Africa.
We have seen and we have heard and we have all been in so many different forums where everybody has told us of the magnitude of COVID, how it is affecting the poor. It is going to turn about another 20 million more people into poverty. But then there is some hope. And where is that hope coming from? At least when we talk about Africa. When we talk about Africa, we see some hope on the technology side. We see hope on the internet things. And we thought, after talking about the downside, let's begin to think about the Africa that's hopeful and the Africa that can get out of it.
She praised Kenya as a beacon of hope for young African innovators. As one of the fastest growing economies in sub-Saharan Africa, the East African nation ranks among the leading centers for innovation and entrepreneurship on the continent. Ruben Chama, VOA News, Nairobi.